McAllen ISD enforces state-mandated device restrictions. Texas Border Business, by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez. McAllen ISD's Board of Trustees approved its new student communication policy last night in compliance with House Bill 1481. The new rules will take effect on Thursday, August 14, the first day of classes for students. According to the district, students may still bring communication devices, such as cell phones, to school, but they must be stored away and not in use. The district stated that the policy was shared through its social media platforms and sent to all district parents and staff. Under the law, McAllen Independent School District is required to establish a policy that prohibits students from utilizing personal communication devices, such as cell phones, tablets, laptops, smartwatches, smart glasses, or any other electronic devices capable of telecommunication or digital communication, on school property during the school day. The district defines a school day as the time the first bell rings in the morning until the last bell rings at dismissal. This includes lunch, passing periods, and non-classroom time as well. The hours are listed as 7:45 a.m. to 3:10 p.m. for elementary schools, 7:45 a.m. to 4:05 p.m. for middle schools, and 8:05 a.m. to 4:15 p.m. for high schools. School property includes all areas under the school's control: buildings, classrooms, hallways, cafeterias, lockers, playgrounds, athletic fields, courtyards, parking lots, essentially anywhere on campus or in district facilities. Restrictions apply to classroom, hallways, cafeteria, restrooms, during lunch periods, and during passing periods. The policy outlines progressive discipline consequences. For the first offense, the student will be issued a warning, the device will be confiscated and documented on the district discipline form, DDF. The student must pick up the device at the end of the school day from the campus administrator or designee. For a second offense, the device will again be confiscated and documented, but the parent or guardian must pick up the device at the end of the school day. On a third offense, the device will be confiscated, and a discipline referral will be issued. The student may receive lunch detention or another consequence, and a parent or guardian must retrieve the device. A fourth or subsequent offense will result in the device being confiscated and a discipline referral issued. The student will receive three days of in-school suspension, ISS, or other consequence, the policy states. Parents or guardians must still pick up the device from the campus administrator or designee. The list of restricted devices includes cell phones, non-district-issued laptops, non-district-issued iPads, tablets, smartwatches, Bluetooth wireless buds, and smart glasses. The district notes that parents can still communicate with their children when necessary. If you need to reach your child, please feel free to contact the front office, the policy says. Additionally, you can utilize the McAllen ISD app to maintain communication with your child's teachers. First name, email.